Verse 26. I will read it in English from the NIV, and Zoe will then read it in Mandarin.
今天的正道经文是《使徒行传》十一章第二十六节。巴布尔想要用中文读，大家和我一起读英读懂。巴布尔用英文读，大家和我一起来读中文。
And when he found him, he brought him to Antioch. So for a whole year, Barnabas and Saul met with the church and taught great numbers of people. The disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. May God bless the reading of his word.
大家和我一起读中文，大声读。早着了，就他带到安提阿的去。他们足有一年的功夫和教诲，一同聚集，教训了许多人。门徒称为基督徒，是以安提阿起手。OK， 愿神祝福他自己的话语。
The children are now dismissed for Sunday school.
孩子们请到去主日学。
We give the following time to our pastor.
现在时间交给牧师。
我们今天是特别的主日。
Today is a special Sunday worship.
所以我们也会有特别的讲道。
So my sermon is special today.
Yeah, 我们今天的这个经文可能很多人在读圣经的时候已经注意到。
For today's Bible verses that I'm going to preach on, I guess people have noticed a lot as you read the scripture.
我们看到的是关于基督徒的这个名称。
This is a message about the way of addressing a Christian.
但基督徒究竟是什么意思
？What does Christian mean？
但是我们等一下呢会来考察新约里面的用法。
We're going to really focusing on the different uses in the New Testament。
但是我想呢，我们被人称为基督徒。
But I have to remind you, when we are called Christians，
我们首先需要留意到的是，我们应该活出跟这个名字相符合的。
We have to pay attention to the way we can live up to the name and the reputation of Christian.
而我们怎么样才能够真正能够把我们的生活和我们的名称名副其实
？How we can really live up to the reputation and the name of Christian as we connect our Christian faith to our daily life?
那我们就需要首先了解。基督徒到底是什么样一种含义
？So we have to come to understand the meaning of Christian.
这个名字包含了什么样一个信息
？What kind of information term really contains?
我们看到呢，本来呢，在基督徒呢不叫基督徒，叫门徒。
We know first of all, Christians were called disciples.
那所以，但这是在第一次，那在这个地方呢被改为基督徒。
The first time in Antioch, the name was changed to Christian.
我还要再重申。
I have to reiterate this.
今天在教会里面非常流行一种说法，叫你不仅仅要做门徒，做信徒，还要做门徒。
There's a very popular statement usually in the church saying you're not only a Christian, you need to be a disciple.
但其实，在新约里面，门徒。和基督徒的信徒的含义是一样的。
However, in the New Testament, the two terms, Christian and disciples, are the same thing.
至少在改名的这个地方，让我们看到完全是没有区别的。
At least from these Bible verses, we are reminded they are not different.
在马太福音的大使命里面。
In the Great Commission in the book of Matthew,
耶稣说你要使万民做我的门徒。
Jesus said that make all the nations and the people to be my disciples.
然后给他们施洗。
Then baptize them.
那么这里就是讲到门徒，他们可以当他们成为耶稣的门徒，他们就可以接受洗礼。
So it really means that when people become the disciples of Jesus, they should be baptized.
所以那里的意思也就是指一个人作为一个人。从非基督徒变成基督徒。
In that context, it also means that a people who are a non-Christian can become a Christian through baptism.
但我认同那一个点。
I agree to the statement being made in that.
No, 有一个教会里面起先讲到了 that point。那么这个 point 是什么呢？是做基督徒，做基督徒不是所谓的平信徒，是一个很简单的，只要普普通通就可以了。
So the point I want to emphasize that is not a Christian is just our regular Christian.
那而是指我们做基督徒，我们就需要接受主的训练。
So as a Christian, you need receive training from Christ.
我们需要我们需要受主的差遣。
We need to be sent by Christ.
我们需要去把基督见证出来。
We need to be a testimony of Jesus Christ.
不仅仅是透过事工。
Not only through the ministry you participate,
而是透过你的生命。
And through actually your whole life.
所以当路加写到这里的时候。
When, at the time when Luke was writing about this,
就是这个基督徒在当时已经是一个很普遍的称呼。
The Christian is a very popular calling people use for Christians.
但是呢，路加就提醒我们说，最初这个词是在安提阿开始的。
But Luke really reminds us that the first use of this term was in Antioch.
为什么在安提阿门徒会改成基督徒呢？
Why is in Antioch that people are they changed their name to Christian?
第一个理由可能是因为门徒是一种犹太人的说法。
The first possible reason is that disciples is a term used a lot by Jews.
就是拉比的学生。
It means the students of Rabbi.
那么在安提阿这个外邦的这个城市里面，有非犹太的城市里面。
Yeah, in Antioch where a lot of Gentiles live.
所以呢，他们就把基督徒这个门徒的比较犹太化的这个色彩呢，改成叫基督徒。
So they changed the term used a lot by Jew, meaning disciples to Christians.
那为什么会这样呢？
Why is that?
因为这个可能跟保罗啊，在这个城市一年。
It has something to do with Paul's experience. Means he was living there for a year.
然后呢，他整天在那个城里面讲道。
He taught and preaches over the year in that city.
他讲什么呢？
What did he preach?
我们看早期教会的信息主要都是讲耶稣死而复活的事情。
Well, typically his sermon focused on the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
所以当他整天没完的讲这个基督。
As he constantly talked about Jesus,
那结果呢？人家就给他呢这个“基督”这个词加了一个后缀，就叫基督徒。
So then people put our suffix to the word of Christ and called a Christian.
虽然当时的这个语言是希腊文
，even in that time the primary language is Greek.
但是呢，这个词却是后缀，却是拉丁文。
But the suffix actually was.In Latin,
我们知道这个 I A N 啊，后面加上去，就是在当时的意思，就是属于某一个啊，某它前面的那个是它的归属。
So if you like use I A N as a suffix to any word, that means you belong to a group of people.
比如说这个希律王家里的人就叫 Herodim.
Yeah, like the people in the family of Herodim, King Herod is called Herodim.
也就是他家族的人。
It means the people belong to his family.
加拿大人叫什么
？Canadian.
Canadian. 对、yeah. 他后面也是加上的 I A N.
So you can see the I A N from the word Canadian.
那人家把这个基督后面加一个 I A N 是什么意思呢
？When you put the I A N after Christ, what does that mean?
你们可以回答什么意思？啊
？So can you answer what does that mean?
所以如果这个Canadian 是这个加拿大人，那么 Christian 就是基督人，对不对、
yeah. ？So if Canadian means people belong to Canada, then Christian means people belong to Christ.
不过大家不要以为呢，当时的这个名字啊是一个很好取的一个很好的名字。
You don't pay to overly attention to the way the name was made.
其实他们的这些人叫基督徒，称这个基督徒是一种嘲笑。
Actually, in that time, this is a pretty, sarcastic usage.
因为这个保罗的嘴里整天离不开基督。
Because Paul really constantly talk about Christ.
所以他们就给他起名叫什么？就取一个嘲笑的外号，就叫基督徒。
So they make fun of, Christians called Christians.
所以你也就好像呢，不太 不太相称，就好像你经常看见一个人不停的去吃，就说他什么饭桶。
Yeah. Just give an example. It's like you see someone who really like eating a lot, then you call them just a barrel of food or something.
如果你看见一个人整天玩游戏啊。
So you see someone really addicted in playing video games.
我们就取个名字什么游戏侠之类的。
Something like a night of video game.
所以这些是一种，其实是一种嘲笑。
So this is a kind of a way of a sarcastic.
而且在
sarcastic.
在当时可能还带有点这个恶意。
Even it's a derisory.
但是这个这一些信基督的人。
But for people who believe in Jesus,
他们很坦然接受这个嘲笑。
But they are really openly accepted that call.
人家叫他说基督徒。
When people call them Christians,
他们回答说 Yes, I am.
Yeah, they will answer.
所以他们说我就是。
Like, yes, I am.、Yes, I am.
那所以他们就接受了这个名称。
So they accepted this calling.
但其实在新约里面，使徒们自己用的名字。
But actually, in the New Testament time, the disciples used another name.
在最常用的是圣徒。
The most popular one is saint.
所以在我们今天觉得圣人，如果我们把这个圣徒把翻译为中文圣人啊，其实这个意思是一样的。
Well, this word saint can be translated in Chinese, as, holy people.
那所以你会感到这个词是很了不得的。
So you thought it's a very sick, title.
那但是呢，其实这个词在圣经里面，它不是指一个纯粹只是道德崇高的含义。
But in the biblical context, the use of sin does not point to someone with really high morale.
比如说这个人好到不能再好，我们就叫他叫圣人。
A person that close to perfect, we call him or her saint.
不是的。
It's not that way.
在一些很差的基督徒，保罗也称他们为圣徒。
Even for some Christians misbehave, Paul still call them saints.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
这个圣徒圣的这个字它的意思也是俗语的意思。
The word saint also originally means belong to.
意思这些人是俗语那个圣，圣在旧约的背景里面就是指上帝。
So it means these people belong to God.
这是另外一个解释，需要很长时间了。
Well, this is another complicated interpretation about this term.
它的主要含义是这些人是被分别出来的，是与众不同的。
The main connotation of this term means they are separated from others. They are different.
那么这个圣徒是表明被神拣选出来跟别人有区别的那一群体。
A saint means they are people chosen by God and separated from others in the world.
那么基督徒到底是什么含义呢？
What does Christian really mean?
可能人家叫你基督徒很多年了。
You are called a Christian for many years already.
你可能觉得自己已经做基督徒很多年了。
You are also self, you are aware that you are a Christian for many years too.
但是你可能没有很认真的去查考过圣经，基督徒这个含义到底是什么意思。
But you've never seriously studied the meaning of Christian.
我希望我们今天受洗的人很快就能够掌握这个点，这个道理。
I hope the people who baptized today really can come to a good understanding of the meaning of Christian.
这个基督徒在第一世纪的背景里面。
In the first century context, Christian means
他们当然，他们表示是他们这群人是属于基督的。
It really means that this group of people belong to Christ.
什么是属于基督的呢？
What does it mean belonging to Christ?
如果到了第一世纪晚期的时候，
Towards the end of first century,
那就是一个很重要的一个背景出现。
There's a very important background we need to know.
就是基督徒就是称基督为主。
The Christians are those who call Jesus as Lord.
那为什么这个到第一世纪晚期才有一个特别的章，特别的一个意义显明出来？
Why this get manifested only by the end of first century?
因为当时的罗马皇帝要求所有人称他为主。
Because at that time, many Roman empires ask his people to call him Lord.
但是只有这些被称为基督徒的人，他们是绝不称罗马皇帝为主。
Only Christians at that time, they don't call Roman empire or king Lord.
他们只称耶稣基督为主。
They only call Jesus Christ.
所以这些人被叫做基督徒。
So they were called Christians.
我们都知道那个历史里面，他们因此受了很多的迫害。
If you understand the history, you know they were persecuted very badly.
但这正表达出来他们作为一个基督徒的含义。
But this really manifests the meaning of Christian.
他们绝不把人当成是主上帝。
They will never call anyone a Lord, a God.
而是只称基督为主。
They only call Jesus Christ
the Lord. 这个是一种外在的。
So this is kind of our meaning if you look externally.
面对那种政治 的环境。
You know, in a context, in a political context.
而更重要的在内心表达的是他们称为基督徒是不再自己做主。
More importantly, they do that for internally, they believe they are not their own master.
而是他们把这人生真正交托在耶稣的手里。
They really means they submit their whole life to Jesus Christ.
他们不是自己做主。
They are not the master of their own life.
我们知道做基督徒里面其中很难的一点就是这个。
The most challenging part for Christian life is like this.
耶稣的名字就是救主。
Jesus' name is a savior.
所以很多人就说了、啊、中文比较有趣、啊、英文 就表达不出来。
It's interesting, even funny in Chinese translation.
有些人说耶稣是救主。
Some people say Christ is a savior.
他们说很好。
The people say, oh, well, that's
great. 耶稣救我就好了，但是做主嘛、啊、就不用了。
So it just means that he's going to save me, but he's not going to be my Lord.
所以他喜欢耶稣救他。
So a lot of people like to be saved by Christ.
但是呢，不要耶稣做他们的主。
But they don't want Christ to be their Lord.
做基督徒的意思是不再自己做主。
So being a Christian means you're not going to be a master of yourself.
是让耶稣做主。
So Jesus is the Lord and master of you.
也不是让大众做主。
It's not, you know, view the public as the master.
不过这一点呢又不一样的啊。英文里面是没有这个意思，中文里面有叫民主。
So in Chinese translation, is different from English democracy.
这个民主叫 people lord. 对啊。
So if you kind of really do Chinese, back translation to English is like.People law, he just said.
意思就是让这些百姓来做你的主。
Meaning that the public becomes a lord.
我应该做什么选择？
So what kind of choice I should make?
我应该怎么样用怎么样的价值观来生活？
What kind of value I have to live a life?
看大家怎么样嘛。
It depends upon how the majority.
所以什么流行我跟什么。
What is more popular, I follow what?
结果呢，我们就会讲啊。做基督徒，所以我们什么意思？我们就是要我做就是不追随一个大的潮流。
So in another sense that being a Christian means you do not follow the mainstream.
当然这只有在一个情况下，就是那一个集体的意志跟上帝的意志是有冲突的时候。
But of course, this is only in the context that one, the will of the group or the majority is against God's will.
所以呢，所以基督徒不只是不是生活的观点，不是看啊多少人喜欢这个，所以我就去跟随。
So the life view of Christian is different from others where they choose to follow the most popular.
所以在中文里面，那个民主民做主啊，这是错的，只有主才能做你的主。
So in Chinese, again, people cannot become the lord or the master of their own life.Christ is indeed the actual one.
所以基督徒的意思是指他口称耶稣基督为主。
So Christians that they call, they believe in Jesus is Lord.
而他们的心里面让耶稣做主。
And then also in their heart, they believe Jesus is their Lord.
所以这就是保罗所说的口里承认，心里相信。
This is like what Paul said that, you know, you confess with your mouth,And believe in your heart.
那在基督徒的在第二个的概念，在使徒行传里面
，the second aspect of the meaning of Christian is mentioned in the book of Acts.
意思是他们走一条道路的人
，means they walk away.
在中文翻译里面，我们有的时候会让我们有点混乱。
So it's a little confusing in the Chinese translation.
比如说使徒行传说信从这道的人。
So people saying faith come from
this way.
The way. Yeah,
the way.
Way,
the way. Yeah. 就是他们是信从这道，是只是走那条道路的人。
They believe in the way, like they walk on that way.
而不是指一种啊概念上的这个 word 或者说 logos.
It's not like an abstract concept or even logos.
所以，但是圣经里边《使徒行传》有提到那个 logos.
Even what was mentioned in the book of Acts, the meaning of logos for way.
但是呢，他in Acts 对，然后但是在描述基督徒的时候，更多的是表明他们是走那条道路的人。
When the way was used to describe Christians, really referred to the way that people walk.
所以这里面的意思是，我们不只是一种头脑上的相信。
So this is not like a mental believing.
是一种知识上的接受。
Not only acceptance from your knowledge.
当然，这是很重要的。
Of course, this is important.
那否则我们上休息都不用上那么多的课。
Otherwise, you don't have to take a baptismal class to learn a lot.
但是他用更进一步来表达，基督徒是一种生活方式。
But more important, it's a way of living.
就是走某一条道路的人。
Walk a special path.
那么在这个地方呢，我们要进入到整个路加的这个叙事的结构里面。
So we have to really get into the narrative structure.Of the book of Luke.
在路加福音里面
in the Gospel of Luke,
耶稣从这个其他的地方上耶路撒冷。
Jesus was going to Jerusalem from other place.
那所以他在上耶路撒冷是受难。
So he go to Jerusalem where he's going to be persecuted.
在使徒行传里面，门徒是从耶路撒冷走到其他的地方。
In the Bible, actually, his disciple leaving Jerusalem to go to other places.
前面是耶稣在走那条道路。
Earlier on was Jesus walking his way to Jerusalem.
而在后面的这本书，也就是他的下卷啊，《使徒行传》，就是门徒在走那条道路。
Later on, in the second half of the book of Acts, the disciples walk their way.Leaving Jerusalem.
这是什么样的道路？
What is this way?
这条是十字架的道路。
This is a way of cross.
所以你看到耶稣透过往耶路撒冷走的那条道路的受难。
So when Jesus was persecuted and suffered through his way to Jerusalem,
他完成了上帝的救恩。
He perfected the salvation from God.
而当门徒从耶路撒冷走向世界各地的时候，
When disciples leave Jerusalem to go to all parts of the world,
上帝的福音兴旺。
The gospel really advances.
这个救恩啊被广传。
So the good news of salvation is spread widely.
所以在使徒行传里面讲基督徒的这些人是指他是跟随耶稣走那条道路的人。
So in the book of Acts, when Christians mentioned, it really means the people who follow the footstep of Christ.
做基督徒就是走这条道路的人。
Being a Christian means you walk this way.
这是一条什么样的道路？
What is this way really look like?
从人来看，的确是艰难的道路。
From human's point of view, it's a tough road.
如果这条道路真的是什么都好，喜气洋洋的，为什么有那么多人很难相信主呢？
If this path is really full of blessing, why for some people it's so hard to come to believe in Jesus?
你在生活上你会碰到一些的挑战。
You encounter challenge in your lives.
比如说你骂人了。
For instance, you curse someone.
明星骂人都很酷的，都会变成广告。
When the celebrity curse somebody, it really become a very cool thing, meaning could be part of the commercial.
那些非基督徒骂人的，没人注意的。
When non-Christians really curse somebody, no people pay any attention to it.
当然，有时候也要被告的。
Of course, if they done too much, they will be, they will be sued.
但是你基督徒不要说骂人，态度稍微不好，人家说什么？你是基督徒哎。
If Christians really not only you can't curse someone, even if you don't have a good attitude, people will say, "Are you a Christian?"
你本来还想忘了自己是基督徒，想跟他干一架，对不对？
At that point, even you want to, put your Christian status on side, you want to fight.
结果呢，他一提醒了，发现，哎呦，是基督徒哎。
But when other people saying you are Christian, you are reminded.
你有很多事情很不方便做。
So now you feel like really there's a lot of inconvenience for you to do as a Christian.
我知道我们这里很多人很多弟兄姊妹都要就都在来这里一段时间以后回国还是到怎么样。
I know a lot of brothers and sisters who used to travel forth and back between here and mainland China.
你们知道在中国这个贿赂是家常便饭。
You know, in China, bribery is a very common phenomenon.
而且它不仅仅是我贪钱，是你不贿赂，有时候你不行，你不能生，你在这个圈子，你没有办法再生存。
It's not only you make a lot of money, it's you have to use some of those money to bribe.
我有个很好的朋友在原来在北大出版社。
I have a good friend who used to work at the publishing company for the Peking University.
也算不小的一个 leader 了，他不只是一个编辑，也是一个上一个下面的一个小的头了。
Yeah, he's a kind of high rank official.
大家都拿红包，就他不拿。
You know, when people get really bonus, and he does not take it.
甚至不仅仅下面的人对他说，这老板不要这样嘛，你这样我们很难做呀。
You know, his subordinate used to ask him, like, if you don't get this, you know, red envelope bonus, we probably will have problem to get it too.
结果呢，不仅是下面他手下的人，是那个上面的领导来找他了。
Even not only his subordinate, even his boss came to him.
他说：“你不要这样嘛。”
So you can't do this way.
结果呢，他感到很难做。
So he felt very challenged.
后来呢过了没多久大概一年不到了。
No long time after.
后来他有上帝对他的特别的一个托付，结果他就说我辞职算了。
Yeah, so he really received the leading from God, then he resigned from that job.
因为基督徒的这种圣洁和公义或者说某一种诚实让人很受不了。
So the integrity, the holiness, and the justice that Christians have to abide by,sometimes created inconvenience in your life.
我们知道这个中国人都有这样一种这种很矛盾的心理。
Usually we really ambivalent. We have an ambivalent feeling for many Chinese.
在中国的时候，我们觉得哎呀，人人信任多好啊，像美国那样多好啊。
When we in China, we thought, well, we should have a better honesty or integrity, like you know, it's in the United States.
结果来到美国，觉得发现哇，这个真好。
When it comes to the United States, you thought this is great.
可是回去的时候，他不敢把这个好带回去。
But when they go back to China, they're not going to take this.
当他自己要去做这个抉择的时候
，Yeah, they didn't take this merit of integrity back to China.
我们就很受挑战。
So when everyone is trying to make a choice like that, it's challenged.
我要说这个要说出来，这个基督徒走这个路的什么意思？他们在人看来就是很固执。非诚实的让人很受不了的一群人。
So you have to think about in other people's eyes, Christians sometimes are very stubborn and not acceptable.
他们坚持一种生活方式。
They really insist on a life of living.
所以就像耶稣所走的道路。
It's like the way they follow Jesus.
我要说今天美国的教会常常很多时候太过于妥协。
I have to say that many American churches have really compromise greatly.
使得没有力量。
So they are powerless in a way.
我们今天害怕。
Today we are afraid of.
我们很容易妥协。
We really like to come to compromise.
但是做基督徒就是被呼召去跟随耶稣的人。
But Christians are called upon to follow Jesus.
就像耶稣基督的那样的走所走的道路。
Just like what the you know Jesus done in walking his way.
所以我们知道为什么很多人说做基督徒很好，但又觉得很困难。我们现在可以很清楚这一点。
Why sometimes people believe that being a Christian is good, but also is very challenging?
在新约的这个神学的这个结构里面。
In the New Testament, if you look from a theologian point of view.
那么在structure 在
这
大的结构里面。
Theological structure.
这个基督徒的它的含义是指那些像基督的人。
The meaning of Christian also means people like Christ.
他为什么从门徒要改成基督徒
？Why they change the name disciples to Christian？
但是这个是别人，他是被动的。
It was done passively by others.
但是呢，这个名称却有一个歪打正着的地方。
But actually, this has a perfect meaning that it should have.
门徒更多表达的是师生关系。
Because disciple really emphasize on the relationship between teachers and students.
所以呢，这个老师教你学。
So when teacher teaches, the students learn.
但基督徒就是去掉了这个印象。
The Christian really downplayed this emphasis.
基督徒的意思是指生命跟基督连在一起的人。
The Christian really emphasized on the connection between Christ and the Christians.
它不只是一种教义上的任性。
It's not only doctrine, meaning the recognition from doctrine point of view.
Confess 就是任性这个。
It's not only confessing from
doctrine.
From doctrine
那么
point of view.
它也不仅仅只是一种坚持一种生活方式。
It's not only insist on a style of living.
它有个更大的奥秘在里面。
It's a greater secret.
这个奥秘就是基督徒的意思是有基督的生命在他们里面。
It means that Christ's life is in you.
所以我们知道我们没有人能够完全去按照基督的要求来活出来。
We know nobody can live a life even close to the way Jesus
lived. 现在你要特别的记住。
Now I want you to really pay attention to this.
那就是基督在你的里面把基督的生命活出来。
So because it's Jesus in you, so you can live a life like Jesus.
很简单的一个例子。
I give you a simple example.
你本来要去做这件事情。
For instance, you're thinking about doing something.
结果呢，你心里面开始，很纠结了。
Now you start get confused about if you should do it or not.
我告诉大家，教会里面经常有弟兄姊妹来问我说，这件事情做还是不做呢？
Oftentimes people come to me to ask, shall I do this or not do this?
我通常会分析的四五个步骤。
Usually I will advise four or five steps for analysis.
第一个。
The first step of
第一个你需要参考的
the first thing you need to make a reference to
你不喜欢做的那一个基本上就是你应该做的
the something you dislike to do that's the things you should do
你为什么这个这么好你做的时候你心里面开始有挣扎呢
why is something great that you have a struggle inside
因为你良心开始不安
because your conscience you know really accuse you
那这不是绝对的哈
Of course, it's not in an absolute sense.
那么这样看起来，另外一个基本上就是你良心不会不安。
So then the opposite is that if you're doing something right, your conscience should be in peace.
做基督徒就是这样，就是你的生命里面你会感到基督与你同在。
So as a Christian, you should feel that God, Christ is present with you.
圣经里面说到的是圣灵在我们里面的居住。
In Bible, it mentioned that Holy Spirit dwells in us.
所以呢，你要做什么事情的时候，上帝的生命在你的里面。
So whenever you do things, God's life is in you.
不再是你自己。
It's not yourself.
所以保罗说，我现在活着不再是我自己，乃是基督在我里面活。
So Paul says this is that I'm living a life that is not myself. It's actually Jesus' life in myself. Yeah.
所以我们知道基督徒就是有基督生命的人。
So Christian means a people with Christ's life.
但是我要提醒一点。
I have to remind you another point.
那就是我们今天可能可以有很多的宗教活动。
We can participate many religious activities.
我们可能有很多的这个圣经知识。
We have a great knowledge of Bible.
我们也有一些的好行为。
We have a good deeds.
我们也参与很多的事工。
We participate in ministries.
但是要记住，这些不等于你已经拥有基督的生命。
All those I've mentioned is not equal to Christ's life.
所以基督徒的生命有个奥秘，就是基督在你的生命里面活着。
So the great secret of Christian's life is Jesus dwells in you.
所以基督徒能够活出一个基督的形象。
So if you can live a life with Christ's image,
不像其他的宗教的那种自我苦修。
Unlike other religious belief that they emphasize on practices,
那就是靠自己的什么这个守心律己。
So you practice with your own will and hard effort.
那而是上帝的生命在你的里面起作用。
But for Christians, that God's life takes effect in
life. 但是我们仍然需要解决一个问题。
But now we have to also resolve another question.
就是我们要活出基督的形象，到底怎么样才是基督的形象？
So if we say we need to live out a life that like Christ, what does Christ's image really look like?
但是我要说的，在今天在很多的基督徒的心目中，对主的认识有很多错误的印象。
I have to say many Christians have a really wrong image of Christ in their heart.
美国有一个很出名的作家。
There's a very famous American writer.
他的中文叫什么叫？反正他的叫菲利普·杨斯。
His name is Philip Yance.
中文叫什么？忘记掉了，叫杨菲利啊，杨菲利。
杨菲利。
那他写了一本书，叫做那个 title 我很喜欢。
Yeah, he has written a book. I really like the title.
他的那个名字叫 The Jesus I Never Knew, 就是我从未知道耶稣。
The Jesus I Never Knew.
那么在这本书里面，他会告诉我们，我们常常以为的耶稣形象，其实是有的时候是一种误导的。
In the book, he talks about this phenomenon where that people always have an image in their mind about Christ, but they oftentimes misled.
我们没有可能去讲完这个。
I can't really finish the whole story.
我没有体力，你们也没有耐心。
Probably I wouldn't have the energy to talk about that long story. You wouldn't be patient to wait for my.
但是我要引起大家注意去，以后在你的生命里面要投很多的功夫来学习这一点。
But I really want to remind you of the importance of studying Jesus' image.
我们的印象里面，耶稣总是 nice 的不得了，好的不得了。
So in our impression that Jesus is really a nice person.
温柔、宽容、谦卑、忍耐，随便受人欺负。
Generous, mild, peaceful, even he doesn't care being bullied by others.
但是圣经里面告诉我们，耶稣是什么？是很有正义感的。
But in the scripture, we know Jesus really emphasized on the justice.
我们的印象里面可能觉得耶稣说话从来是不会什么，不会对人有所谓我们今天的那个叫什么，对人有一种一些责备也好，或者是一些甚至有一些侮辱也好。
We used to think that Jesus is a person who never criticized or blame others.
但不是这样的。
But actually, it's not true.
所以耶稣有的时候骂人，那个用语也不怎么优雅。
Sometimes when Jesus really blames someone, it doesn't necessarily to be a very nice way.
耶稣责备那个叙利亚王的时候说什么？他说：“你去告诉那个老狐狸。”
Once he really scolded the king Herod, saying, "Go tell that old fox."
那个中国人太懂了，你去跟那个老畜生说。
It's like Chinese people cursing someone. Tell the old animal.
但是那个耶稣对那个法利赛人说什么？你们这一帮人看起来像个学者，其实是什么？是死人的坟墓。
So then, once Jesus said something to the Pharisees, saying, "You guys look like a great intellects, but actually you're living in the grave."
什么叫做死人的坟墓？
What it means the grave of death?
意思是外面的那个坟墓有各种各样的装饰，里面呢那个是很肮脏看不得的。
Means that the grave was decorated outside, you know, with good looking, but underneath are all the disaster.
这些话那个普通话根本说不出来的。
I don't know what's the proper words to
describe. 如果你们的地用你们地方方言的骂人的话，才能够表达这种形象。
If you want to curse someone and use the dialects, that's probably the best way of, you know.
我不知道你们的家乡的方言。要是我所会讲的三四种里面都有很类似的，这种都是很歇斯底里的对人这种一种怎么一种责备人的方式。
So I only know three or four dialects. I know when you curse someone, it's really like insane.
耶稣有的时候讲话常常让人误会。
Sometimes the words Jesus approaches in the Bible are often misunderstood.
耶稣绝对是仁慈的。
Of course he's kind.
是充满爱的。
Full of love.
是怜悯的
，and he's merciful.
是愿意乐意来饶恕我们的。
He really like to forgive us.
但耶稣也是公义的。
But also he is righteous.
他是这公义部的另外一个字在希伯来文是同样的字，就正直的。
Because in Hebrew it also means he has this integrity.
就是非常非常有公义的。
It's very justice.
所以呢，耶稣也是对人很严格的。
So sometimes he's harsh.
也甚至将来的时候，他要来审判。
Because for his second coming, he's going to come to judge everyone.
所以我们怎么样去活出基督的形象？
So as we're saying, we're living a life with Jesus' image. What does that mean?
基督徒的生命。
So Christian's life.
你认识基督有多少？
How much you have known Jesus?
你才有可能真正去活出基督的样式。
Determines upon the extent that you can live a life.In his image.
我们如果对基督，我们作为基督徒，没有对基督有很好的了解。
If we have no knowledge about Christ as a Christian,
我们就没有可能做很好的基督徒。
We cannot be a good Christian.
我们怎么样能够更爱基督？
How we can become a person who loves Christ more?
是需要我们更了解基督。
We need to get know more about Christ.
我们怎么样才能够更像基督？
How we can become more like Christ?
我们只有我们什么更认识他。
So we have to start from getting knowing him more.
所以基督徒是里面有基督的生命。
So Christian are people who have Christ's life in ourselves.
会帮助我们去克服一些道德的问题。
So the Christ's life can help us overcome any moral dilemmas.
我们这些人性的弱点。
The weakness of a human nature.
我们的罪性里面的那些的问题。
Problem derived from sinful nature.
但是呢，我们也需要知道我们怎么样才叫活出基督。
But we also need to have a clear understanding the way we live our life like Christ.
所以，既然你的身份叫基督徒
，So since your identity is a Christian,
你是属于基督的。
So、you belong to Christ.
你是跟随基督的。
You follow Christ.
你是有基督在里面的人。
You have a Christ life in yourself.
你就必须去认识基督。
So you have to know him better.
如果我们被称为基督徒，我们对基督却了解有限。
If you are called a Christian, but you have a limited knowledge about Christ,
我们就是一个名不副其实的基督徒。
So you're not a Christian that who have already lived up to
your name. 所以你被称为基督徒。
So when you are called a Christian,
当人问你谁是基督的时候，
when people ask you who is Jesus,
你可以告诉他很多。
You can tell him a lot about Christ.
你不要跟他说，总而言之呢，耶稣很好的。
So you cannot say overall, Christ is a good person.
所以你不要说来教会自然就知道了。
Then you may also you shouldn't say, oh, just come to the church, you're going to
learn more. 但是我希望你们在生命里面对基督有很深的认识。
I hope in your own life you're going to get a deeper and deeper understanding of Christ.
这是我们做基督徒生活里面非常关键的一个部分。
This is a very important responsibility of our Christians.
愿主能够赐福给我们。
May God bless us more.
当我们被人称为基督徒的时候，我们真正活出一个基督徒的样式。
When we are called Christians, we really live a life more like Christ.
这个样式不是像某一个所谓的中国的圣人的样式。
Living a life like Christ does not mean you look like a saint.
或中国的
in Chinese context.
那我们也不是像父母的样式。
Not like a parent look,
像基督的样式
but like Christ.
愿主能够特别的恩待我们每一个人。
May God continue to bless each everyone here.
使我们能够在信仰的道路上，我们的生命不断的成长。
So our life can grow in our faithful journey.
今天是圣餐礼拜。
Today is also our communion, holy communion.
我相信在我们的冬天的洗礼的时候
，I believe that when we conduct the baptism in winter time，
我相信是很困难碰到感恩节施洗能够一起领圣餐的。
I know it's hard to have this coincidence that we have a baptism and also holy communion。
因为什么
？Why is that？
因为很少感恩节的礼拜天会碰到十二月份第一周。
It's hard to have a Thanksgiving weekend to be the first day。
也很难更加难碰到，几乎没有可能碰到十一月份第一周。
Of course, it will hardly or never happen in the first week of November.
我在受洗之前就说今天是一个很特别 的洗礼的主日。而且还有、我们还有最后这一项很特别的地方。这叫什么呢？这叫凡有的还要什么？加给你。所以有很多特别的因素、让我们、今天有一个特别的主日。
So we really have a special Sunday worship because of these many special events.
Yeah, 我就想读 一节经文，但是我 不解释。
I'm going to read one Bible verses. I'm not going to try to.
因为这是弟兄姊妹非常、熟悉的。
This should be a very familiar Bible verses to brothers and sisters.
也就是呢、圣餐的经文，在哥林多的前书的第十一章。
First Corinthians chapter 11,
23 to 26.
Verses 23 to 26.
如果有圣经的，大家座位上有圣经的可以翻开。
If you have Bible, you can turn to First Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 26.
翻到以后我来、念。
So I will read.Chinese?
大家跟着看就好了。
You can just, follow along.
我当日传给你们的，原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了，就拍开，说：“这是我的身体，为你们设的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”饭后也照样拿起杯来说：“这杯是用我的血所立的新约。”你们每逢吃的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的时只等到他来。那请有圣经翻到的弟兄姊妹一起来念一遍。好，
Let's read all together, if you have a Bible in your hands.
中文的，我当日传给你们的，原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那夜。为你们设的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。饭后也照样拿起杯来说：“这杯是用我的血所立的新约。”你们每逢吃的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的时只等到他来。我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.